In today's Mishnah, it's from the 10th and 11th Mishnah, from the 4th Perek of Masechta Eidot. The Mishnah begins, Hamadir Tishtomi Tashi Mishmet. If someone makes a neder forbidding himself from having any relations with his wife, Beit Shammai says, Shtei Shabbatot, he's got 2 weeks to undo the neder. And if the neder still stands, he would have to divorce his wife and give her a ketubah. And Beit Shammai understands this, from the meaning of the period of time being 2 weeks. He says, well, let's look in the Torah for the longest period of time. We find that one is forbidden to have relations with his wife, and he finds that with a yoledet nekeva, meaning a woman who gives birth to a girl, that she would be, at a biblical level, she is forbidden to have relations with her husband for a 2 week period. So he says, well, let's use that as the measure. However, Beit Hillel says, no, he's only got Shabbat Echad. He's only got 1 week. That is because Beit Hillel's of the opinion, he says, the fights between a husband and wife is a more common occurrence. So therefore, we have to look at something that's more matsui, a more common time period that we find a husband is forbidden to have relations with his wife, and he looks at the case of a nida, which is 1 week. Let's look at the next case. Hamapelel or shmonim v'echad. So here, once again, we're dealing with a woman who gave birth to a daughter. Now, as we've already explained, for the first 2 weeks, she's considered tamea to her husband, importantly, on a biblical level. Practical halachas, let's put that aside for the moment, but on a biblical level, she's tamea for 2 weeks. Then, but she still can't enter the Beis HaMikdash even though she's immersed after that 2 weeks period in the mikveh. She has to wait for 80 days, and then on the 81st day she will bring a korban, therefore allowing to take pattern korbanot. If she miscarries within, say, on the 40th day or 60th day, then she wouldn't have to bring an additional korban. That one korban she brings at the end of the 80-day period would be sufficient. Importantly, for the moment she miscarries, say now the second time, we'd have to restart the count again. But the important point is she wouldn't have to bring two korbanot, one would satisfy. The issue here is, what if she's mapelet, she miscarries on the night after the 80-day period? So it's the night before the day she can bring the korban. So Kohen Beit Shammai says, potrim mina korban. Since that night she cannot bring a korban, because korbanot can only be brought during the day, therefore it's still within that time period. So therefore, yes, she'll have to start the count again, this 80 day or 40 days, depending on male or female, but only one korban would be necessary. However, Beit Hillel says, no, she'd have to bring an additional korban. Why? That is because, despite the fact she can't bring a korban that night, the 80-day period is finished. And therefore, if she, unfortunately, since she miscarried again, she'd have to bring 8 additional korban. The Mishnah continues, Sadin betzitzit, Beit Shammai potrim or Beit Hillel mechayevim. So here we're referring to a sadin as like a sheet that was generally worn at night times. It's very important for this Mishnah. And it was made of pishtan flax. And now tzitzit itself, because of the tilt chelet, it was actually made of wool. So wool and linen together, you have for the issue of shatnez. However, due to the juxtaposition of the mitzvah of shatnez and gedilim tselecha, mitzvah of tzitzit, we learn that the mitzvah of tzitzit overrides the mitzvah of shatnez, meaning you can have a mixture. However, importantly, where Bartanur explains this Mishnah, is the mitzvah of tzitzit is only during the day and not the night. Therefore, Beit Shammai had a concern. He was concerned that if you put tzitzit on this sadin and you wear it at night, you'll violate the prohibition of shatnez. Therefore, he said, even during daytime, you don't put tzitzit on it. Beit Hillel, however, says he's mechayevim. He says, no, we're not concerned. In other words, we don't make a gzeira during the day out of concern at the night time, and during the day, you're allowed to put the tzitzit string on it. There's no issue of shatnez, and therefore, you'd have to have it on during the day as well. Next case, Kakalat Shabbat Beit Shammai Potrim or Beit Hillel Mechayevim. So this last case takes us back to Masechta Maasrot, and if you remember there, when someone started harvesting some of their produce and it hasn't yet reached Gemara Malacha, they're allowed to still snack from it without separating from as a Maasrot. However, if this fruit is taken on to Shabbos, then we say the Shabbat is Koveya, meaning now it's considered Tevel, you wouldn't be able to eat from without having separated Trumot or Maasrot first. So the issue here is, what are that kalkala, meaning a basket that's set aside for Shabbat? Kohen Beit Shammai, despite the fact you've put this food aside for Shabbat, it's not a problem, you can still eat Achilat Arai during the week. As soon as you put in this basket set aside for Shabbat, it's already Koveah, you wouldn't be able to eat from this produce. It's reconsidered like Tevel, you'd have to first separate Trumas and Maasrot, even just to eat from it a snack. Let's look at the next mission. This is Mishnah Yud Aleph. Mishnah Adam Nezirot Merubah. The case is now someone is in Chutz Laaretz. And normal Nezirot, as you remember, back in Masechta Nazir, is usually 30 days. But this person took a term in Nezirot, let's say, for a year or 2 years, much, much longer. And he completed his Nezirot, however, it was in Chutz Laaretz. V'char kach ba'al Eretz Ha'aretz. And then he came to Eretz Israel. And the problem is, in Chutz Laaretz, Achachem made a gzeira, that Eretz Amim, outside Eretz Israel, is considered Temeah. Therefore, he could not have fulfilled his Nezirot in Chutz Laaretz. Beit Shammai says, once he gets to Eretz Yisrael, he only has to make a nizirut for 30 days, meaning a stam nizirut. He doesn't have to do the full year or 2 years, however much he initially agreed he took upon himself to do. Why is that? That is because since really Tumat Eretz Ha'amim is really only midrabanan, meaning rabbinic, therefore he's lenient to say that it will be sufficient Eretz Yisrael to keep a nizirut term for 30 days. However, Beit Hillel says once he comes back to Eretz Yisrael, he's a nazir batchila, he'd have to restart and do the entire 2 years, or whatever the term was, he accepted upon himself in the beginning. Mishnah continues, Mishayu shteikite edim me'idot oto. There are two sets of witnesses that come along. Elu medim nadar shnai, ve'elu medim nadar chamesh. Meaning, you've got two witnesses say that this person may need to accept upon himself two terms of nezirot. Whereas another set of witnesses says he accepted upon himself to do five terms. An individual himself, he's completely silent. He simply doesn't know. Or he denies the fact. And now we have two conflicting witnesses. Beit Shammai says, Nechleku eidotam. Since we have contradictory testimonies, they annul one another, and if there's no testimony whatsoever. However, in Kanezirot, he doesn't have to take on any terms of Nezirot. However, Beit Hillel says, Yesh Bichal Chamesh Shtaim. He says, those that are testifying that he took on five terms, that includes two. So at least partially of what they're saying doesn't contradict the two that the other witnesses said he took upon himself. And therefore, and therefore he has to accept two terms of 30-day nezirut. Those are the Mishnah today.